Welcome to Kol Jeshurun, a podcast from Temple B'nai Jeshurun, a vibrant and flourishing Reformed Jewish community in Short Hills, New Jersey. Welcome, I am Rabbi Matthew Gewirtz. Kol Jeshurun is where you can come to engage with teachings of relevant wisdom and music. You will hear from our clergy, staff, and guest speakers who will help bring meaning into a world that so badly needs it. If you would like to learn more about our congregation, please visit us at tbj.org.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. In January of 2017, I got on the train and I made my way to Penn Station in order to join with thousands of others, feline-inspired, pink-hatted women for the first ever Women's March. This is 8 years ago, so it was long before that organization became muddled with anti-Semitism and the intersectionality problematic politics. But 8 years ago, it felt simpler, with a single goal of women coming together to express pain at the values of our elected leaders and to celebrate our strength in numbers. Many at the march that day thought that they would be celebrating the inauguration of our country's first female president. Instead, the day had equal parts disappointment and anxiety. Truth be told, I've never been much of a marcher. I'd much prefer be having a conversation over a cup of coffee than walking with a banner or flag. But this felt like one of the moments when I needed to put my feet where my mouth was. So I made a sign, I got on the train, and I marched. In the sea of snarky slogans, I had chosen something a bit more obscure. I tried to find the picture, but I couldn't, so I recreated it. My sign read, "The opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation." The line comes from the original Broadway cast recording of Rent, Jonathan Larson's infamous rock musical. Though Rent wasn't the first Broadway musical I saw, it was the one that became the soundtrack of my teenage and young adult years. Though I had never been to Alphabet City in the East Village, and certainly some of the deeper themes of the show went over my head at the time, Rent became a kind of language for me. Lyrics from its songs found their way into essays that I wrote in college, the letters that I wrote to my friends from camp. It's what I listened to on my Discman as I walked from my apartment in HUC in Jerusalem, and ultimately it became the message that I chose to put on a sign that day. This line, "The opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation," comes at the very end of the first act of Rent. As the cast performs the heart-pounding La Vie Boheme, the show is leading up to this explosive moment when the disenfranchised characters take over the diner to have an impromptu funeral for their bohemian life in NYC as gentrification is beginning to spread. The protagonist, Mark, a Jew, yells out this line and the entire company responds with a cheer. Rent is the story of a very different time. But its themes of war and peace and creation feel timely and urgent at this moment in our world. Peace feels so distant. War is ongoing. Strife is everywhere. Creation feels more difficult than ever. And yet our tradition does not permit us to be passive participants in Jewish life. We are commanded to be something, shotef ma'aseh vereshit, partners with God in the ongoing work of creation. That's why we're supposed to partner with other people, to bring the next generation into the world, to celebrate the cycle of time and to mark the life cycle, both happy and sad. Even coming together for Shabbat is an act of creation, to gather and sing and pray and witness. This week's Torah portion, Parshat Pekudei, is the last portion in the book of Exodus. What began with our people's slavery in Egypt ends with freedom on the other side of the Sea of Reeds, having received revelation, the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks notes that this would have been the natural culmination for the book's ending, the covenant between God and the people, the formalizing of a relationship that would bind God and the Jewish people together for eternity. The book, though, ends long after Mount Sinai, after several parshas, not speaking of covenant, but rather the long, repeating, long narrative of the construction of the tabernacle. These final chapters of Exodus sound like they belong to Leviticus, the book of laws, rather than Exodus, the book of freedom. Rabbi Sacks continues that the language used to describe the completion of the tabernacle, the portable sanctuary that the Israelites used to experience God in the wilderness, has several curious connections to the creation narrative in Genesis. In fact, three key words appear in both stories: work, completed, and blessed. If you think about the creation story, God created the world, then God completed it, where it did the work, and then was blessed. The same for the people who built the tabernacle. This is not a coincidence. Rather, it's the way that the Torah is signaling something called intertextuality, the hinting that one story is to be read in the context of another. In this case, the Torah is emphasizing that the Exodus, that as Exodus ends, as Genesis begins with a work of creation. Genesis begins with an act of divine creation. Exodus ends with an act of human creation. The rabbis dig a little bit deeper to see parallels between these two stories. You may know that seven is the magic number of creation, and the entire Genesis story can be organized in terms of sevens. 7 days of creation, seven times that God says something is good. The word God appears 35 times. I'm not making this up. The word earth appears 21 times, and the entire text is 67 sets of seven words. In the construction of the tabernacle, the word heart appears seven times. Seven times the word truma, or contribution, appears. And in the section describing the making of the priestly vestments, the same curious phrase as God commanded Moses occurs seven times, then seven times more. Lest you think I am trying a little bit too hard with the sevens here, I assure you that our Torah is studied in such a way that no repetition or perceived coincidence goes unnoticed. All of these sevens are intended to call our attention to the kind of wholeness that we are seeking. In the Midrash, we learn that originally the seventh day of creation was alone in the world. Shabbat called out to God saying, "Master of the universe, everybody has a partner except for me." The 6 days of creation pair off, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7, I'm all alone. And God replied to Shabbat, "The people of Israel will be your partner." And when the Jews stood at Mount Sinai, God said to them, "Remember what I told the day of Shabbat. You are now consecrated to each other." 7 is thought to be the sacred number of completeness. 7 circles under the chuppah. 7 blessings to a newly married couple. In linking the creation of the world to the creation of our sacred tabernacle, we can also link ourselves today to that same kind of holy creation. Perhaps in the past weeks, you got your Tidings magazine at home, and you saw the first renderings of our sanctuary's Bema renovations, the ways in which we will be creating an accessible and warm prayer space for everyone who enters. Perhaps When you open your TBJ email, you can't believe how many programs and events are happening day by day, creating a kind of incredibly warm and meaningful spring season. Creation also reminds us that we have to take care of each other. As we think about that kind of creation, is there someone in your life who could use a call, a cup of coffee, the offer for a walk, a check-in? Last week, I attended a really wonderful conference in Florida with Rabbi Matt entitled Zionism, A New Conversation. As part of one of the sessions, a little bit separated from the topic at hand, a rabbi from Hadar, an egalitarian yeshiva in New York, was teaching on leadership, on what kind of leaders we want to be in this moment. She asked us to take out a pen and, without thinking too hard about it, to write down a piece of Torah that is guiding us right now. She said, "Don't think, just write." And what I wrote was a verse from Genesis. Lo tov liyot adam levado. It is not good for a person to be alone. These words were uttered by our Creator after the first human being was created. This isn't a statement only about partnership or relationship status, but it's really a larger message about our purpose in the world. We were not meant to wander this world alone. Partnership, family, profession, purpose, community here, and Jews all over the world are the ways in which we can make whole what can feel broken, both in our world and within ourselves. I think that's why Jonathan Larson's lyrics have resonated with me for so long. We live in a world of extreme binaries, good and bad, light and dark, right and wrong, war and peace, reside at opposite ends with this enormous, cavernous space in between. But Larson suggests that there's another way to combat war. Creation. When we create in the spirit of our Creator, we're not simply extinguishing war. We're making something new. We're not simply ending darkness, but creating a space where light can endure. I've heard that it's going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. But this season so far hasn't felt terribly spring-like. It's cold or hot or in between. The trees seem to be slow to bloom. And despite the markers of spring, more daylight, opening day for our favorite baseball teams, or maybe not such a great opening day, depend on who you're cheering for, and the quiet churning of the end of year activities, I haven't felt the metaphoric warmth. The news continues to come out at a dizzying pace, and it feels so complicated to know in what direction to turn. Perhaps that is why so many of us come here, to a place where we don't have to do or make anything. If we feel lonely, Shabbat can be our partner. If we feel overwhelmed, we can remember that this is not a time to create new things, but to appreciate the creation of our world in this past week. If we feel sad, we have those who will make space for our feelings. And if we feel scared or angry, we are reminded that through our liturgy, our people have somehow survived it all. So I end where I began. A somewhat younger version of myself marching with a sign with Jonathan Larson's words drawn in handwritten letters. I'm always struck by the tragedy of Jonathan Larson's death. He died suddenly the night before Rent's off-Broadway premiere. But the words of his show have lived on. Despite the end of his life, he created a space for a generation of angsty and lost souls and angsty and lost rabbis to find their place, singing No Day But Today or Seasons of Love or even that the best way to live is not simply by making peace rather than war, but in creating a world that is worth living in, one that we pray will last far longer than our final breaths. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Kol Jeshurun. If you would like to learn more, visit our website at tbj.org and follow us on social media for updates on all our upcoming opportunities for engagement. We hope to see you soon.